This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Say yes to Pure Leaf tea and free gas for a year only at True North Convenience Stores. When it comes to quality, say yes to the delicious taste of real brewed Pure Leaf tea. True North stores are stocked with your favorite flavors like unsweetened, extra sweet, and raspberry. For a limited time, enter for a chance to win free gas for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or download the mobile app from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
I don't even think I need to ask, but you ready for the NHL trade deadline, Keith?
Of course I'm ready. Long overdue. This thing should have been February 7th, not March 7th, but here we are. There's like 10 games left in the regular season, and it's time for the trade deadline.
Okay.
3 o'clock sharp, so we do have our trade sounder. We're ready to go if anything happens.
I forgot we have the trade deadline
sounder.
Well,
yeah, between now and 2 o'clock, and we can leave it for Hart if he wants it at 2. They never take us up on it.
No one ever seems to take it, but it is there. What a team player move to just say, hey, here's our sounder. Take it.
So, of course, that's not a trade. That
was not an actual trade. No.
And then, of course, Billy Lanny is manning the NHL trade deadline desk, as he will be for the next 4 hours. So if any trade happens, Bruins, Kings, Canucks, Devils, name a team. If they make a trade, Jones.
Nordiques. Stars.
Current teams.
Winnipeg Jets.
Current team. Yes. So if any of those teams.
Yeah, they are back. You're right.
They're a real team. Really good. Yeah. So if anybody makes a deal, we will stop what we're doing immediately. We could have a guest on the line. We could be talking to a great caller. We are going to stop what we're doing, and we're going to throw it to Billy Lanny at the trade desk, and he's going to tell us what happened, and then we'll continue with our day.
All right. So, for instance.
Yes.
This is not actually happening yet.
This is another drill?
You just heard Chris Johnston there on the What Chaos podcast. Great work by DJ Bean and Pete Blackburn, live stream leading up to the trade deadline.
Great stuff. Are they doing another 24-hour stream? These guys did a 24-hour stream, I think, right?
I think they are. Now, you take 4 hours off and listen to us in the meantime, but they're doing great work.
Agreed.
At What Chaos. Great work by them. That was Chris Johnston saying it's likely Brad Marchand gets traded. So, like, for instance, if that happens, how would it sound again, Nick?
And then we would go to Billy Lanny on the trade desk.
So
very good.
You're going to hear that. No, we're going to.
I hope we get some deals.
Who knows?
A lot of deals.
What trades are happening today. But the NHL trade deadline, usually an active day.
Yeah, it is.
Like the NBA trade deadline let us down this year on the actual day. There were great moves leading up to it.
I was going to say it was a wild week.
Week was awesome. But all the moves happened in advance of the actual day. I'm hoping that's not the case with the NHL.
Is it just going to be Trent Frederick, or are the Bruins going to make some other moves? Well, what about other teams around there?
They made a Brazo trade last night. That doesn't do it for you?
Brazzers? No, if they make
Brazol.
Yeah, all right. No, you're right. Don Sweeney's phone works. We know that.
Yeah, no.
Right, he's made a couple of deals, wheeling and dealing.
So, you think he moves? Do you think today's the day, Keith?
I kind of don't.
What?
I
what
want
do you
him
mean
to.
You don't.
He should.
Well, no, I mean.
No, he should. There's different questions.
I didn't even need to ask that. I know you want him to move.
I don't know. I don't know if Don Sweeney has it in him. I don't know. I think he's worried more about the backlash of trading Brad Marchand. He should. He absolutely should and get a big return. I don't know. I have my doubts that they're going to be able to pull it off. Maybe they're going to ask for too much. Maybe teams are going to say, hey, we would give you this if he was 100% healthy, but he's not 100% healthy, so we're only going to give you that.
Got it.
Like, I feel like that throws a little bit of a curveball into it.
Well,
what do you think?
In some way, I think he moves, but I hear what you're saying, because in some ways, does the Frederick trade hurt? It's like, oh, you're right. It is a seller's market. A second and a fourth plus a prospect, non-prospect for Trent Frederick. Ooh, it is a seller's market.
Could you get two ones?
I need a haul for Brad Marchand. I'll tell you again, great work. DJ and Pete, What Chaos Podcast. Mm-hmm. They had on Frank Saravelli as well, who's credited. Scoops insider, hockey insider, Rich Keefe in the past.
Yes, thank you, Frank.
So friend of the show.
Some of us.
Frank Saravelli.
Thank you, Frank.
Good exchange here on the return that the Bruins are looking for with Brad Marchand. And does this hurt them in any way leading up to the 3 p.m. deadline?
Even with him being hurt, is it a first-round pick plus, you think? Is it, I mean, everybody wants,
plus.
Like, what's that?
Plus.
Plus. My kid loves those plus.
This is going to be a significant deal if it happens. If not, they're not moving him. Like, this is not your typical rental. This is a heart and soul franchise player and captain of your team. So it's because on the other end of this, if you don't get exactly what you're looking for, I think everyone can agree that there's some contract to work out that makes both parties happy.
Okay, so put the contract thing to the side for a second.
So I think there's three things working against the trade.
Is Sweeney going to ask for too much, and ultimately that's where it falls on its face?
So that's one of them. Yep. So there's three things working against it. One, the injury, just sort of the uncertainty there.
Definitely.
How big of a return they're saying. So they're like, if we trade him, it's got to be for like two ones and a player. And they're like, we're not doing that. And then they just end up hanging on to him. 3 o'clock comes by, and they're like, oh, crap, we didn't get a deal done. And then just, I think, worried about the backlash. Like, you go on Twitter, it's probably 50-50. I think
The Greg Hill Show did a poll the other day. 60-40.
60-40. Okay.
Yeah. So, I mean, I don't think.
But I saw, like, on Twitter, people being like, if they trade Marchand, I'm going to light myself on fire. Okay. You're like, you don't want that. You don't want that on your car.
Was that Haggerty?
It might have been Hags. No, it's Raycroft. It's like, you can't possibly do that.
No, Ty, I think.
They're all going to melt down.
Because the
franchise will cease to be if Brad Marchand's gone, according to some.
Yeah, for God's sakes. So, okay.
Because they're doing so well with him. They're just a wagon with him on the ice.
No, I think the Bruins can make it. We haven't mentioned this yet. What a game last night.
I told you, my buddy
bought tickets to this game. He lives in South Carolina. He drove all the way to Raleigh this game last night.
Oh, yeah. Well, Raleigh will give him his money back.
Incredible seats. He sent me pictures all night. He's like, these seats are awesome. I'm having a great time. He didn't make a sign.
I didn't see him.
His back was to the camera. He's right behind the Hurricanes penalty box last night.
Yeah.
Incredible seats. He makes the trek all the way to Raleigh. And he's like, oh, he texts me. He's so excited. It's 2-2 early in the third. And then he's like, this is the worst. Like, just what a kick in the nuts. Zadorov breaks his stick. I thought, I almost saw Raycroft and Rask and Bergeron all cry in unison on Nesson last night when it happened.
Oh, yeah, they were doing their little Manning cast?
Yeah, no, it was good insight. And it was just like, if there's any hope you had of the Bruins last night, Zadorov, that embarrassment of a signing, like that train wreck of a signing and this train wreck of a season, there is no point in going forward anymore. If you still weren't sure, last night should cement that based on the embarrassment that it was. But you're right.
Can they get the number one pick? Like, are they in that kind of territory yet? I mean, they're not going to bottom out to the point of like San Jose or Chicago.
Anyone in the lottery can win.
That's true.
So what are the lottery teams though?
Isn't it
non-playoff teams?
Yeah.
Is it everybody?
They changed it. Okay. I think they changed that a few years ago, right?
Because it was just top five, right?
A couple years ago, I think the Blackhawks moved up like 9 spots or something like that.
Yeah.
Got a chance then.
Whatever it is, they changed their lottery. Now that we're talking it out, I'm less confident in what I'm saying, but they did alter their lottery. I can't remember if they altered it to 4 teams or they altered it away from 4 teams, but they altered their lottery.
Could the
Bruins get the number one pick? Maybe.
I think they have like the 6th worst goal differential in all of hockey.
The way they're going? Burn this thing to the ground.
Seriously.
Sacco stinks. Marchand hasn't given you anything, and he's hurt on top of it. Trade away the whole team. Go tank. Yeah,
sure. The one weird part of this whole thing, though, is if Don Sweeney is still in charge now, and if Don Sweeney trades all these guys and gets a million picks, who wants Don Sweeney making all of those picks? It's a really weird spot to be in. Because normally, I would say the best thing Don Sweeney has done in his tenure is trades to buy at the deadline.
Yep.
This is the one year where Don Sweeney's team is not going to make the playoffs. He needs to be a seller. But then you're like, all right, is he really the right guy to like retool, to take Cam Neely's words and do all of that? I don't know. Also, his free agent signings this past offseason clearly leave a lot to be desired. Like, Zadorov's horrible.
No. His free agent signings, period, kind of are terrible.
Yeah, I guess you'd have to go back with his best signings.
Was he still Bolesky?
Was he a Matt Pileski guy?
Pileski.
And who was the
Backus? He signed Backus.
Oh my God, David Backus.
We argued about that at the time.
David Backus was just he had an awesome career.
Swept up in Team USA Olympics.
That was originally reported as 1 year, $6 million, right. And everybody was happy. And then it was 6 years, $6 million.
So Pileski was.
I read a one there. It looks actually it was a six.
What is Dax? Are you
tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker on all our devices? Yes, Kristen. Yes, I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for.
In Dax's domain, we see all, so we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge. Trucks up 3.9%.
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Take me out to the ball game.
What are you doing?
Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So you're singing?
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapjacks.
Those aren't even the words.
I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on national and regional sports networks. RSNs available with choice package or higher. Availability of RSNs varies by zip code and package.
Pileski was never good.
Pileski sucked out loud.
Backus was good, but he was cooked.
Yeah, he was washed.
Then, like, you know, you look at Lindholm and no, the only thing Sweeney's good at are his actual NHL trade deadline
deals.
But
now, so you're on the other side of it.
Side of it with Frederick.
But he's good at... Yeah, that's true. I guess he made a good deal
He made a good deal selling with Frederick.
But the problem is,
normally they're buying, but he just made a good selling trade.
No, but here's the thing. And overall, Sweeney he's been getting dunked on left and right. They're chanting to fire Sweeney during the year. So normally he was in a spot where he would trade away his picks, which we didn't think he was necessarily going to hit on anyway. And he'd bring in Tyler Bertuzzi's of the world and try to really help the team. You're like, all right, great. But now we're in a spot where you want him to acquire picks. Which is good for the franchise, but if he's the one making those picks, what is that? Is that really going to be the path to turning this thing around sooner rather than later? I don't think so.
I wouldn't feel great about it. By the way, the latest from Pierre LeBrun in the last hour is wishy-washy. We'll see where it goes on Marchand.
Well, there's a lot of these, like, he could be traded or he might stay. It's like, right.
Yeah, right.
I feel like those are the two choices.
So Chris Johnston kind of did some of that, the clip we played for you off the top of the show. He did some of that, but he is leaning pretty heavy into...
Yes, he's a little bit stronger towards trade.
I'd expect to wake up and he's traded.
Okay.
And I think it's going to be to a West Coast team. But LeBrun does cross one team out. He says, we'll see where it goes on Marchand. I think it could still go either way, signed or traded. But I don't think Colorado is the likely landing spot now, mostly based on the assets they spent last night on Brock Nelson, which was a trade that we weren't able to update in the middle of the show. But you know what the sounder would sound like.
Yeah.
I don't think it's a done deal. And look, all these insiders are saying it. Chris Johnston, LeBrun, or maybe it was Cervelli and LeBrun. I don't think it's a done deal. They're going to work out a contract.
No, they haven't all year. If they've been talking all year, they don't have a deal?
So this idea he's going to get signed or traded, I mean, that's what the insiders are saying. But I think there's also a third scenario where you don't trade him. He walks at the end of the year. And you guys can't come to an agreement on a contract. You haven't yet. And so I think Sweeney applied pressure a week or so ago when he came out and said, well, yeah, we want him here and we want him to retire a Bruin. If I had my druthers, he'd be a Bruin.
Yeah.
And he's not yet. So the ball was in Marchand.
Whose druthers is it? Because he's not signed. So would you be okay, not okay with, but it'd be a better result if 3 o'clock comes by, they don't trade him. You and I would both be annoyed that they didn't trade him. But then at
they announce an extension.
Yeah.
Yes. That would be better than no extension.
Right.
Yes.
You're like, all right, you're at least keeping this guy And even though he's not the player he was, he's still your third best player, right? So, or fourth best player, whatever, however you, I guess, view Swayman, McAvoy, Pastrnak, he's probably your fourth best player. Mm-hmm. Like, all right, like he is worth it. He'd be more worth it to somebody else trying to go for a cup and then all that you could get back in return and then try to go from there because, yeah, the fact that he doesn't have a contract also makes this the story that it is. If he was signed for two more years at like the same rate, I think there'd be less discussion about it.
So, you know, I don't disagree. So the worst scenario is we get to free agency, he hasn't signed and he signed somewhere else. Then you miss the opportunity to get something for him at the deadline. The middle opportunity would be, or the middle road would be working out an extension with him, which I don't think is a done deal. I mean, Keith, he hasn't only clapped back at you this year. The number one insider in the sport.
Thank you.
He also has clapped back at the number two insider in the sport, Elliot Friedman.
Ever hear of him?
Early on in the year, Elliot Friedman said, yeah, it's done deal. Bruins have worked out a contract. And Marchand came out and said, no, we haven't, and I'm not going to negotiate in season. So what that tells me, and I was thinking about this this morning, I re-listened to the clip with Nick before the show. I don't think it's worth replaying, but I wanted to hear it again. What that tells me is the team thought they had a deal done with Marchand. They thought they were pretty close to the finish line.
Yeah, that sounds right.
They let Friedman know, and Marchand's like, no.
No, we're not.
And so what does that tell me? Marchand's dug in on years or AAV? Or he just wasn't really sure he wants to finish his career in Boston. He's not going to come out and say, yeah, no, I don't want to finish my career in Boston. Who's going to say that? But I think Marchand's the one holding this up. And I wish I was more adamant about that when he dug in his heels back in October.
Yeah.
Like, no, the deal's not done. Friedman says the deal's done. Team probably told him the deal's done. Deal's not done. I'm saying the deal's not done. And he's the one holding this up. And if that's the case and you don't have a deal worked out, you don't think you can cross the finish line on a deal meaning a contract?
Yeah.
Sweeney needs to trade him by three, and I think he will.
Okay, I hope you're right. You know, because Brad Marchand did sign a pretty team-friendly deal. On a team-friendly deal, you know, when he played his prime years not making the kind of money that he should have made. And so now we've seen the Bruins play it out with guys like Bergeron, Krejci, who I think played for like $1 million in their final year. Zdeno Chara played for like $3 million or something insane, right? Like those guys, they were happy doing the Tim Wakefield year-to-year type of deal and just staying with the team. Brad Marchand's probably saying, look, I already gave you a big-time discount, and I'm sure he's not looking for, like, a huge raise, and he might even be willing to take a little bit less, but how much less? And does he want to go year-to-year? Because then you're in the same situation next year. So let's say he signs a one-year deal, and they are in the same spot this year. Trade deadline rolls around. Wouldn't his name be tossed out there again?
Stuff?
So I wonder if he's looking for, and I don't know this, but I wonder if he's looking for 2-3 years. Maybe he's looking for like a full no trade just so he doesn't have to deal with all this stuff. And they're probably saying, well, no, we want to have some more flexibility. And maybe it's Sweeney and Neely kind of playing hardball because I feel like those two guys really won most of their negotiations until recently.
Yeah.
I don't think they won the Swayman deal. I don't think they won the Pastrnak deal. They probably, like, they didn't get, like, worked on it, but, like, I don't think that's exactly what they wanted to pay.
No, and maybe.
And maybe even McAvoy.
Maybe that's part of the problem.
Right.
Maybe Marchand looks around and he goes, well, yeah. Well,
these guys are getting paid.
Swayman broke you guys?
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm not taking your crappy hometown discount. I'm not doing it. Swayman didn't do it. McAvoy didn't do it. Pastrnak didn't do it. I'm not doing it. So what do you think? Does Marchand get dealt by the 3 p.m. deadline? 617-779-7937. Should the Bruins do it? Would you be upset with the Bruins and Don Sweeney if he did it? And furthermore, what's the driving force here? Is it Sweeney trying to save his job or is ownership telling him how to do his job? I want to get into that with all your phone calls again at 617-779-7937. One update from Friedman.
Yes.
And then I have a question for you, Rich.
All right.
And the people as well.
Mm-hmm.
Friedman says he's ticking through all the various names at the deadline. He says, Brad Marchand, we never thought we'd see the day, but it is possible the Bruins move him. He might not be back until right before the playoffs. That's interesting.
Oh.
Which could mean a more conditional-style return, meaning conditional first-round pick, conditional second-round pick.
Maybe?
Yeah, or maybe even how many rounds a team advances.
Oh, okay.
But there was a lot of noise around him on Thursday. There are a few different ways this could go. Extension talks hit a stalemate with the reminder that one call can change everything. He says it's 2:59 a.m., so time for bed. This is when he wrote it last night.
Wow, he's up late.
Late.
2:59.
That's Canadian time, though. So
he must have watched Traitors and the Traitors Reunion, and then he was still just like thinking about it.
Maybe he stayed up for Severance.
Oh, maybe he did.
I didn't do that.
I hate that's tough. People have already seen the Severance episode. I haven't seen it yet.
I made it for Traitors and the Reunion. I did not make it for Severance.
I hear that.
So anyway, Keith, my question for you.
Yeah.
Marchand gets dealt. Are you not that you need to be, but are you vindicated on your scoop from earlier this year, Pastrnak v. Marchand?
So I feel like I already have been, and for people that are seeing it clearly, I feel like I already have been. I also don't know how much of a difference it's going to make for most people. I think they're dug in. I think most people realize that, all right, this team was a mess. Their coach got fired during the year. They're about to miss the playoffs after 2 years ago. A lot of the guys on this roster had the best regular season in the history of hockey. Last year, they were an automatic playoff team. This year, starting with the Swayman debacle and everything else, they were a mess. Swayman talking about his contract publicly, Marchand saying, we don't do that publicly, and then just sort of, there's been like a friction. It feels like there's been a divide all year. I honestly was shocked that my little scoop thing became such a huge deal. I thought it was almost obvious. Of all the things that I've had about the Bruins, I was like, that one seemed the least kind of newsy to me, and it became the biggest deal ever, which also kind of confirmed it at the time.
So I'm with you. I didn't think it was going to turn into what it turned into either.
I didn't think it was going to
be that. But here's why. You know,
because it's too true?
Well, no, just...
No, but like that's how you respond to it if it's so, like, it hits,
with
scratches the
no,
bone.
Look, trust me, yeah. I believe you. But I'm saying it's really easy to be like, I was right. Monty's out. Joe Sacco's in. It happened later that day.
Yeah.
I'm right. The Bruins are trading for Garnett Hathaway.
Yeah, like these transactional ones are
I mean, it's just like,
easy, yeah.
Boom, it's done.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And people are like, well, I guess Rich had that right. I got to bend the knee. This one, you can choose not to believe it, and you can point to, well, Pastrnak scoring and Marchand scoring and Marchand said no. So I mean, I just think it's easier to latch onto it. But I'm with you. The team's been off all year. You don't think their captain's right in the middle of it?
Yeah.
You don't think their best player's right in the middle of it?
Right.
So I think you may not need it.
I don't think I need it. But
if they trade their captain,
right? Which you don't do. I've heard.
Yeah, I heard it never happens.
You can't.
Certainly
do
not this franchise.
Nope.
They wouldn't have done it.
0% chance.
Like I think you would be vindicated.
Thank you.
If and when Marchand is traded, not that you need it.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it. That's why I go for a 5-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or whenever my favorite team is playing late. 5-hour energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before tip-off.
Survivor 48 is here, and alongside it, we're bringing you a brand new season of On Fire, the only official Survivor podcast. If you're a Survivor superfan, you won't want to miss this deep dive into every episode where we break down how we designed the game, the biggest moves, your burning questions. It's the only podcast that gives you inside access to Survivor that nobody else can. Listen to On Fire, the official Survivor podcast with me, Jeff Probst, every Wednesday after the show, wherever you get your podcasts.